Welcome to Living Truth Ministry Podcast. My name is Ron Alfredson. In my last message, I talked about unprayed prayers and how God won't give us what we need unless we ask for it first. James talks about how we take the worldly approach. James 4:2 says, "You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet, you cannot obtain. So you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask." It is sad that we as Christians will fight in war among ourselves to satisfy our lustful desires. Worldly desires are how many wars have started in our world. But let me tell you, the battle is often just as bad in the church. Why? Because we lust for the world in our heart. We would rather quarrel and fight than to take it to God and ask Him for our desires. Always go to God first and get rid of the worldly desire. We are Christians, and our affection should always be on things above, not on this world. Put your hearts and mind and trust in Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Today I'll be talking about prayer stopper number 2. Our prayers are not answered because of unconfessed sin. Psalm 66, verse 16 through 20. "Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer or removed His steadfast love from me." David goes before God with praise, high praise on his tongue. And we see that David did two things. David made sure there was no iniquity in his heart. In other words, he repented of his sins. David came to God with high praise on his tongue. Everybody sins. Yes, even the most upright Christian or pastor sins. Some of us will say, "But I am sanctified. I have no sin." Sanctification does not mean you are sinless. The word sanctified in Hebrew is a verb, kadash, to concentrate, sanctify, prepare, dedicate, be hallowed, be holy, be sanctified, be separate. In the Greek, the word sanctified is hagiazo, and is also a verb that means to set apart and make holy, to set apart from worldly pleasure. But this does not keep us from sinning. We are the ones to take action to keep from sinning. But my friend, as long as we are in the sinful body, living in this wicked world, we will sin. Jeremiah 17:9-10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deed." You and I, and all of mankind, have a wicked and deceitful heart, and we must constantly go to Christ in repentance to keep our heart pure before the Lord. We must clean up by confessing and repenting of our sins. We will not be sinless until the day Jesus calls us home. Until then, we keep going to Christ and repenting of our daily sin. 1 John 1, verses 5 through 10 says, "This is the message that we've heard from Him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin." If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have no sin, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. If we say we have no sin, we just sin because we became liars. Jesus told His disciples when they asked Him to teach them how to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12 of the Lord's Prayer, "And forgive us our debt." In other words, forgive us our sin. The word debt means sin. When we sin, we become a debtor to God, and we owe God a great price we cannot pay. We could never repay God for our sins, not even the smallest one. That is why we are to repent daily. That is why Jesus Christ came and died for our sins, so that we can go to Him every day and repent of our sins. Get rid of all those sins before you go to God with your requests. Repentance comes first. Then you go to God with your needs and desires. God looks in the heart. He does not look at the outward man, but at the heart. You cannot hide sin or anything from God. So be honest with Him. Confess all the sins, no matter how small or big. It is a prayer stopper if you don't. As you go before God, do so with praise on your lips and with a clean heart, and God will hear your prayer. Please join me next time as we continue 7 Reasons Our Prayers Are Not Answered.